Council starts with a work session at 3 p.m. at the Rich End Services Building. Among other things, they will get a report on the Business Expansion and Retention, or BEAR, program from consultant Allison Wire. According to County Manager Bob Jasper, she will report on the surveys she took of 150 local businesses since last fall.
This was a state grant, too, and it's pretty interesting. I mean, she's interviewed hundreds of business owners and compiled lots and lots of stats about how our economy functions, where our workers live, what they're paid, what our businesses are doing, what their problems and concerns are, and she's going to go over that with the council.
So any sneak peek? I mean, do you think the county would emphasize supporting the existing businesses or looking for new ones?
I mean, that's a strategy that has to come out, but I think primarily we have been focused on existing businesses. What does it take to help them prosper? That doesn't mean we won't recruit new businesses, but I think the thrust has been on existing businesses.
The council will also consider an interlocal agreement, a co-in for the Park City Fire District, to take over the administration of South Summit's ambulance service.
You know, the county is responsible overall for ambulances, and we've talked about that before. South Summit was a different sort of creature in that they're a private nonprofit. It's more an association. It's not connected with South Summit Fire District. We think, and I think they think, all of us think, that this will reduce and improve their administrative processes. Park City Fire already does the administration for North Summit. Now they'll do the administration also for South Summit and, of course, their own. So as county manager, I like it because it puts in one place the ability to coordinate and manage, in this case through Park City Fire District's, our overall ambulance program.
Summit County Manager Bob Jasper. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.